Welcome back to For Love of Food. Michael Warren Thomas here at SavorLife.com, and a warm, warm weekend ahead, to say the least, today and tomorrow. And Newbury Park Pastries have Newbury and Friends Market today. Kate Schenker is going to reduce her retail hours to 11 to 4 instead of 11 to 5. The market will be 11 to 2, and there's several farmers. Soho Bagels is there. You should try the French toast bagel. And so it's a very small market. She carries a bunch of things inside a retail shop from other local businesses, all kinds of things, from Stromboli's and Flower City pasta to some meat from Schrader Farms and cheeses from Miranda. So a variety of things beyond her pot pies. She does have her specialty pot pie today, chicken cordon bleu. And she's got raspberry and triple berry pies as her sweet pies and rugelach. So if there's one in particular, and she's got chicken, veggie, penang, shepherd's pot pies also. But if there's one of those in particular that you want, or several, then give her a call, make sure she holds one for you, and because she does sell out of these. And they are generally frozen, the savory meat pot pies and vegetarian pot pies. Of course, the desserts won't be, and also the rugelach. Anyway, having a couple of these in your freezer is nice when you need an easy meal at some point. And it's at Mushroom Boulevard in the Genesee Regional Market. So again, 11 to 4 instead of 11 to 5 today. And the market with some of the farmers, a couple of farmers, 11 to 2. The Brighton Farmers Market will be going on tomorrow as usual. Again, maybe try and go early just to beat the heat. It is a fantastic time of the year for fruit. The strawberries largely done, but you may still find some. If you do, get as many as you can, because it is the end of the strawberry season. But also there's sweet cherries. That'll be a short season. So I actually went out to Herd Orchards yesterday and got 4 quarts of sweet cherries, and I'll eat probably half a quart a day, just myself, of the sweet cherries. It's a short season, and I love these local cherries. But I also got red raspberries and black raspberries, as well as blueberries. And they are they're just amazing right now. So you can pick your own of all 4 of those at Herd Orchards, but you do need to make an appointment. And it's, you know, today. I would call them if you want to go out today. 638-8838. I think they're pick your own Thursday through Saturday, and their market is open Wednesday through Saturday. But you can order in advance, so if you're not going to pick your own, and that's what I did yesterday. Called them in the morning and asked for all these cherries, blueberries, red raspberries, black raspberries, and they had them ready. I was able to pay over the phone. They had them ready when I stopped out there yesterday afternoon. And of course, I got a couple of molasses cookies. So they've got a bunch of fruit pies available too. And those are really delicious. The crust that they do, Amy McComber makes all of those crusts herself. There's a reason that they taste so much better than really any other pies that you can go out and buy. They've got cherry and blueberry and apple, all 3 of those pies available, at least as of yesterday. So it's fruit season here. The fruit belt is what the area south of Lake Ontario is called. Peaches and nectarines will be coming soon. Apples, of course, some of the first varieties of apples picked the first week of August usually. So now's the time to stock up on these fruit. As I've said many times, freeze some. Get extra blueberries, extra raspberries, black raspberries, if there's some that you really, really love, you freeze them on a cookie tray and then package them in a Ziploc or something from there, and you can use them as you need them. They won't be all like frozen together and mashed up. If you have too many and you don't want to freeze them that way, you can just mash them and freeze that, which is what I do with strawberries, but it works just fine with raspberries, blueberries, and then put it in a little mason jar, and then you've got, in essence, like a jam or a sauce when you defrost it at some point. But you'll have the flavor. It captures the flavor of the summer to freeze them that way. Blueberries are, might as well freeze them whole. But if you don't want to put the raspberries out in a cookie tray, they just tend to stick together more than mash them and freeze them. They'll take up less space that way. And again, just trying to preserve that flavor. And I posted a photo of Kirby's Farm Market yesterday on Instagram for Rochester Food Net. Follow what they're doing. A lot of the photographs and stories are mine. Also, Chris Clemens, very active on Instagram with Rochester Food Net. Kurt Brownell does some, and Amanda Antonori just posted one a couple days ago from Honeyway Falls Distillery. So follow Rochester Food Net on Instagram. But I was out at Kirby's Farm Market because I stopped at Herd Orchards, which is on Route 104, just beyond the Monroe County line. And then, but they don't sell any vegetables. It's a fruit farm. So I stopped at Kirby's on my way back and picked up sweet corn, which is now available. And I got cucumbers and peppers, and they had some gorgeous beets and greens and broccoli, some tomatoes. They also sell fruit. And so lots of things to pick up. And it's right around the corner, just down the street from Herd Orchards. So it makes a nice stop. Their corn it's a little, I don't want to say immature, but the kernels are still somewhat small. It was very sweet, and the kernels really popped, and delicious. I've had some other early season sweet corn, and it wasn't that great. And so I was excited to have some really, really good local sweet corn from Kirby's. But I like to check out different places. I also went to Gentle's Farm Market yesterday and got sweet corn, and theirs was a little more mature, also really delicious. And sometimes the early season sweet corn is just not as sweet, not as big. You have to be maybe a little careful about the which ears you choose. But I found at both of these places that theirs were pretty consistent. And again, maybe Gentle's a little more mature, but that'll vary almost day to day depending on which field they're picking, what varieties they're growing. So I thought both of them were fantastic. And today I'll get over to Powers Farm Market. They probably have sweet corn, and get some of that to compare. And then Sunscape Farms, I'm guessing if they don't already, will soon have sweet corn. And there's a couple locations, one up in Penfield, one in Greece. That's on Maiden Lane for Sunscape Farms. So not sure about Sunscape or Powers, but I'll be there today. And if you want a sweet corn roundup, email me, michael@saverlife.com, and I'll send you the details on the sweet corn that I found. And if you find some really good sweet corn, email me. I eat a lot of sweet corn during the summer. I'll have easily 2 ears. Yesterday I had four, but they were somewhat small ears and somewhat smaller kernels. So, but they weren't the really tiny kernels. Sometimes you get sweet corn that's got really tiny kernels and just really shouldn't have been picked. I haven't run into any of that. But a couple of things. One, I was at a farm just about a week ago, not here in this area, and there are more precautions and things with the virus. You need to wear a mask when you go to farmers markets or a farm market. You need to wear a mask if you're in a store. You need to wear a mask if you're near people. That is crucial if you want to keep the infection rate low and keep New York State reopening, which is not happening in many other states. They're really struggling. That's a huge understatement for a bunch of states. But New York State is in a pretty good spot. We got to keep it that way by wearing masks. And a perennial problem at farm stands, and in particular that sell sweet corn, is that people will open ears of corn to see what the kernels look like. And you probably don't want that to happen even without this virus around, but you definitely don't want people opening ears of corn, especially if they're not wearing a mask, and then throwing them back on the pile. And, I've kind of seen this happen and been tempted to say something, but I didn't own the market. I was just a customer, and it's not up to me to say something. And, I didn't want to tick off customers for them, but it's so impolite to open ears of corn like that and throw them back. I can't believe people do it. And really, I don't think our listeners do that. But if you do, don't do it anymore. You can tell, if you have enough sweet corn, and again, by eating several ears every night for a couple of months, you get to know sort of from the heft of the ear of corn you're lifting up, whether, and how big around it is, how likely it is that it's mature, good kernels. And you'll find some, perhaps, that are really small and narrow and not that heavy. And you can be pretty sure that that's not a mature ear of corn. That's probably not one you want to get. You don't need to tear it open to find that out. So again, use your judgment. And you can really tell just by looking at them, usually, without even having to hold them, whether they're a premium ear of corn or whether it's one to pass over. So don't open the ears of corn. It's really, it's got to drive farms nuts, because people then don't want to buy that ear of corn. There's some other person that comes in, doesn't want to buy one that's been already opened up and looked at. It doesn't hold up as well. The ear of corn kind of protects itself. And when you open that up, now it will start to lose moisture. It's not going to be as fresh. I can't believe people do that. They do it all day long. It's incredibly annoying. So, again, learn to recognize what a good, healthy ear of corn looks like and feels like, and don't open any of those. There's some great sweet corn around our area. Generally, you can really count on it being very consistent with these farms. If you find some other sweet corn that's really good, love to know where to go, and I'll try it out, compare it with some of these others. Just send me a note, michael@saverlife.com, and send me some photos of farm markets near you that you go to. As I'm traveling around the region, I'll try to visit them. Everyone has different things. And Kirby's Farm Market, when I stopped yesterday, had these round eggplants that were the size of softballs, maybe a little bit slightly bigger round ones. I don't know what variety it was, but they were super shiny purple and just looked like a ceramic work of art. It was one of the most beautiful eggplants I've ever seen. It's sort of a little bit of white at the top of it, but mainly this vibrant purple. And They had four different varieties of eggplant. You could kind of mix and match them. Some were very tiny, various shapes. There's really an astounding variety of eggplant. When you go to the grocery store, you're going to find generally just big purple eggplants. They're just fine. But like many other vegetables and fruits, there's a wide world out there which you just won't find in a grocery store, but you might at the farm markets. So go out of your way to visit some of the farm markets around our region, to go to the farmers markets. These are generally outdoor places, great for air circulation, generally not as crowded as grocery stores. When you think about all the people in the aisles and the checkouts, grocery stores are pretty crowded often. And the farm markets, I think you'll find they're not. So again, wear a mask, protect other people. And if you've been out visiting restaurants lately, I have some fun places and some great food. Send me a note, michael@saverlife.com. They did change, Governor Cuomo changed some of the regulations for bars, and that if you order alcohol, you'll have to order food. This is a very unusual regulation and probably surprising to a lot of people, the bar owners will have to get creative about adding food if they didn't have food. There's a reason to do this, and of course that's because especially other states, but I think also some examples in New York State where bars where people are just drinking are places where the virus gets spread, and it's something that we don't want to see happen in New York State. So instead of just shutting bars down, which other states are doing because of spikes in the coronavirus, instead of shutting those bars down, one way to look at this is Governor Cuomo gave bars a chance to stay open if they serve food. And that food, I didn't look at the regulations, but there could be probably a food truck on site or something like that. And the restaurant could potentially serve that food. It doesn't, you don't have to have a menu of steak and seafood. You just need to have food to go with that alcohol, and that's probably a good thing in terms of people drinking too much. So again, it sounds kind of strange and different. I see it as a creative way to avoid closing down bars and keeping us on this reopening trajectory, which again other states are not on. So you may see some changes if you go to some of your favorite bars in the area. Hopefully they'll have some food, hopefully some good food. And again, it can be done pretty simply. So, but I'm sure there'll be complaints about it. And if people want to complain about wearing masks, it seems like it would be pretty easy to look at what's happening in other states and think maybe you want to keep us safer, and maybe wearing a mask is really not that big a deal. So finally, some national big box stores like Walmart are mandating mask wearing by customers. That will help, I think. Just there's now actually penalties for not wearing a mask in a store or for stores not mandating it themselves. And this is all to try to keep us from going back to April in terms of hospitalizations and deaths here in New York State. So just these are crazy times, no doubt about it. And I kind of appreciate the flexibility, the creativity of keeping bars open if they'll serve food with, and you have to purchase food with your alcoholic beverages. There's a online poll that's, there's a bunch of them actually at 10best.com. It's a website run by USA Today. And I've mentioned this in the past because really this poll has given the Finger Lakes a tremendous amount of visibility over the last 5 years or so. And there are many different online polls beyond 10best.com, but they tend to run, I think, some of the best ones that I've seen. So I don't really do much promotion or talking about online polls. Generally ignore them personally and also on the radio show. But this USA Today one is, I see, is different. And it's got a great history of essentially free publicity for a region. So I think it maybe 4 years ago, something like that, at least I first ran into it. And they've been doing polls about best places to have beer, best wine regions, best hotels, best, you know, there's tons of them. But annually they seem to do some geared to wine, and they're back out again with these. And the there are four of them that involve places in the Finger Lakes or the Finger Lakes itself. And you can vote every day through mid-August, I think, is the deadline on this. And the you should go to 10best.com. You could just look up 10best.com, best wine region, and they'll have results from previous years that you may find, but also look for the 2020 online poll. So you can vote every day. You can leave these tabs up on your computer. And this is how the Finger Lakes has won a bunch of these in the past, is that we, I mean, you can argue about whether the Finger Lakes is the best wine region in the United States. I see these polls as we are the wine region with the most passionate fans in the United States. And so I'm sure that we have frustrated a bunch of other wine regions over the years, because the Finger Lakes has won this, I think, maybe 3 years in a row. We are currently number one on the leaderboard, and you can go and see this leaderboard at 10best.com. And, you know, there's some, Sonoma is here. They're number six on the list. And clearly that's a pretty good wine region. And they have lots more wine than we have in the Finger Lakes. But again, this poll is really whose fans are the most passionate. So right now, the top 10 leaderboard for best wine region, number one is the Finger Lakes. Number two, Texas Hill Country. Three is Walla Walla Valley in Washington. Four is Monticello in Virginia. Virginia makes a lot of wine. Temecula Valley, number five. Sonoma, number six. Old Mission Peninsula in Michigan, number seven. Anderson Valley, California, number eight. Verde Valley, Arizona, number nine. And Napa comes in at number 10 on this list. So, again, what this does, you know, the people in these other regions are voting for their own regions. And there's 20 that are nominated. Those are just the top 10 right now. And you can go see all 20 at 10best.com. But the USA Today ends up writing about the winners. And it's given us tons of free press by winning. And even if you just finish in the top 10, people go back and see who won in previous years. You'll show up in those top 10. But they do nominate 20 for each of these categories. And they say for the Finger Lakes, New York's picturesque Finger Lakes region is home to three distinct American viticulture areas: Finger Lakes, Seneca Lake, and Cayuga Lake AVAs. Visitors to the area will find more than 130 wineries, many specializing in Riesling. Oh, that's the description of the Finger Lakes. So you can vote for best wine region again for about the next month. Just every day, you go to your computer, have these tabs up, click on Finger Lakes, vote again, and you know, if you do that each morning, that's how we accumulate the votes to win these things. It's again passionate people. And it takes you seconds, actually, to do that each morning. And by the way, as a side note, there's a website, and I'm not sure what's maybe Monroe County Health Department, called Rock COVID, and they will send you a note each morning with basically getting an update. It's called Health Screen. Their website is healthscreen@rockcovid.com. And I've been doing this for, I don't know, at least a month. It says, hello, this is your reminder to take the Rock COVID health screening. It is basically they're looking for symptoms. And this is a brilliant way to get the first information about whether there's more infections here in our area. Because if enough people fill this out, these are symptoms that will show up before you ever call the doctor, probably before you take a COVID test. And it's again, crucial to have this advanced information so we can take actions to prevent the infection rate from going up. So if you don't do this now, consider signing up to do this. There's no charge. It's just a way to again gauge what's happening in the community and do this on a kind of a broad basis. They probably have thousands of people who have signed up to do this. Again, there'll be people who say, well, this is, you know, I don't want to send personal information. I don't want anyone to, you know, have my email address. And, you know, that's fine if those are your concerns. Really, I just want the county health department, the state, to be able to control this virus and allow businesses to continue operating. So, If I can help by filling out this health screening, it really is, because I haven't had any of the symptoms, I just say no. If you say yes, then you identify which symptoms you have, and those symptoms might be, you know, a headache. Doesn't mean you have COVID virus, but. You know, if your symptoms were to accumulate and you had more of them, then it would recommend that you go get a COVID test. You don't need to go get a COVID test if you have a headache. But again, that's what they're trying to gauge. So each morning I fill that out. Well, I push no, and that's it. I mean, it's, you don't have to fill anything out for the Rock COVID email that comes in. And then I vote for these different online polls for the Finger Lakes. One is best wine region, but also I've got four tabs up because there's also best wine tour company. And currently Experience the Finger Lakes, and that's Laura Winter Falk, who owns that and runs those tours. And she has for many years. They're a number two on this list. There's a place in Virginia that's number one, and there's one in Atlanta, the Vino Van. That's number three. Temecula Tour Company is number four, and Napa and Sonoma Wine Tour Company is number five, and one from Paso Robles is number six. But again, the Finger Lakes, called Experience the Finger Lakes, based in Ithaca, is number two right now on this list. So get your votes in for them. Hopefully we can get them up to number one. And again, I think it shows the passion of our region for Finger Lakes nominees to be at the top or near the top of these categories. And you should look up Laura Winter Falk, a fascinating person, and again, experience the Finger Lakes. It's how you'll find her. Also, the best winery restaurant right now, FLX Table, which is in Geneva on Linden Street, is also the restaurant for Element Winery. Christopher Bates, master sommelier, makes his own wine as under the Element label and sells right there in virtually the same space. FLX provisions his wines as well as other wines from the Finger Lakes. So right now they are at number 12 on this list of 20 restaurants. And last year they came in at number 10, which means they're on the top 10 list when you look them up in the 2019 edition of this online poll. So we need to get them up to at least the top 10 this year. Some of the other restaurants in this top 10 are from Healdsburg, California, Lodi, Paso Robles, St. Helena, several, and Barbersville, Virginia, Eugene, Oregon. So there's some cool winery restaurants around the country. But a couple of years ago, FLX Table won this category. And the year before that, they won Best New Restaurant in the United States at 10best.com. That was 2017 or so, I think, that they won Best New Restaurant in the country. And I sort of fond memories of that, following that online, because FLX Table was and is a tiny restaurant. It's only 14 people. They only had one table, but now they've changed and set up separate tables because of indoor dining regulations. And you can look them up online to check out their hours and things like that in Geneva. But they were one of 20 nominees. Again, this was like 4 years ago or so. And most of those restaurants were expensive restaurants in big cities, really big cities. And hundreds of people a night would dine at those restaurants. And FLX Table was the smallest, exponentially smaller. And it had recently opened, so they hadn't been open that long when the restaurants, I think, in the competition had been open for 18 months or less. And FLX Table may have been open for 5 months, something like that. So tiny place, tiny city. The next biggest one was Louisville, which is several hundred thousand people, more like Rochester. Geneva has like 13,000 people. So it was remarkable. They won Best New Restaurant in the United States. And then the following year won Best Winery Restaurant. And nominated once again right now at number 12. And then the fourth category we'll talk about in the next hour on Discover the Finger Lakes, Best Wine Festival. Finger Lakes Wine Festival is currently number 4 on that list. So 10best.com. Check it out. Get your votes in, and let's get the Finger Lakes some free publicity. Let your friends and family know. They vote each day, each of these four categories, or whichever ones you want to. It takes seconds to do that. If you want any details or more information, email me, michael@saverlife.com. Discover the Finger Lakes to follow, and tomorrow, the Grapevine, 9 a.m. tomorrow here at saverlife.com. Have a great day.